do want to say something. I want to say something. Shout out to fucking Manscaped, bro.
That was my second.
Because that shit fucking works, bro. I swear to God, it's hot as fuck out here, bro. I was like, I was outside earlier this morning, and look, I couldn't even. I had to put my my feet back on, aka my shoes. Shout out to fucking Hockey Podcast Network for hooking me up with that shit, bro. And we, you know, I appreciate that like a motherfucker.
Craig, are you just taking the ball toner and just kind of like spraying it in your hand and just applying? Is there any type of rinse process going on?
Oh no, it's just like you just lift and spray, bro.
Your balls, I'm just listening to them.
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Well, I'd like to trip on some mushrooms and go to Schlitter Bombs.
I mean, why not? Take a Schlitter Bomb and take some mushrooms and take a Schlitter Bomb down the fucking spot, bro. I mean, shit. You get some Dippin' Dots.
Ah, I bet you those Dippin' Dots would disintegrate.
That's NASA, bro. NASA came up with that shit, bro.
Wait, came up with what?
Dippin' Dots. The astronaut ice cream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yo, bro.
Fuck, man. I'm sure you. I mean, what do you think? You would have had a great time at the Alamo, huh?
Hell yeah, dude! Fucking Ozzy Osbourne. That's where he bit the bat, bit the head off the bat, bro. I can't wait to go there one day. The English, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, man. Some goddamn fucking legend. Devil's fucking.
I can't even throw bread at the ducks with you.
Hey, it's Devin. It's like John. I know nothing. Ripping Biscuits to Smashville Predators Podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. And we on vacation. It's like we're sitting back at the Royal Sonata. I mean, we're not, you know, definitely not having as good of a time as like staying at the Fairmont or anything like that. As I sit right now in spread quarters, latest piss in New Orleans. I'm watching the Vancouver Canucks and those terrible St. Louis Blues duke it out. The third period just ended, and it's 2-2. And the Canucks, which I've bet on those guys a fuck ton, and they always win. Those guys are up in the series 2-0. Sucks to be the Blues, but it doesn't suck to be Craig Granger. Craig, how you doing?
What it is, y'all, bro? It's Craig over here, like Charles, bro. How you living?
Huh? I'm going to say the same thing I've been saying all weekend, Craig. I don't think I'm living as good as you. You know, I know you're coming off of a hell of a tour in Texas, the great state of Texas. I mean, Craig, what tell me how it went down.
Smashville, stand up, bro. We ain't going nowhere, bro. We just transplanted a little bit. Went had a good time over there in Texas, you know, got some oysters. You know, moved around, went and saw some yachts, some seagulls, and, you know, I wanted to dip my toes in the sand, but it just wasn't happening. But I'm back here in the great state of Louisiana now, so let's get it with the get down. Let's rip some motherfucking business, big dog.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, Craig, I think the viewers would say the same. You sound like money right now.
I'm feeling okay, bro.
Craig, before we get into the show, I know, obviously, we documented it in the blog this morning, hgmsports.com, and Craig's checkered flag report. Shout out to your guy, Chase Elliott. I'm sure you're stoked about that.
Bro, I've been on a high, like, since about 5:35, bro. I've been listening to Warrant, Guns N' Roses, just living the best life. My dude, Chase, went ahead and took the checkered flag today, just like I said he was going to do. So,
You did say that.
I always say that.
That's right, Craig.
Get vertical.
Yeah, we vertical as fuck. 1223, greatest city in the world down here. You out there in Lake Charles? You made your way back. Get an update on that possum situation here in a second, and then also Craig. Just kind of hindsight after the fact, right? You went to Texas. I wanted to ask you a few places to see if you kind of might have. Either made your way over there or, you know, you were trying to get over there. And
yeah, go on.
The first place I wanted to ask you about, Craig, being, I know Texas is a big place, but, you know, this is a very significant legendary fort. Did you go to the Alamo, Craig?
No, we didn't make it to the Alamo, bro. That's in San Antonio, bro.
Fuck, man. I would have I'm sure you. I mean, what do you think? You would have had a great time at the Alamo, huh?
Hell yeah, dude! Fucking Ozzy Osbourne. That's where he put the bat, bit the head off the bat, bro. I can't wait to go there one day.
Hold the fuck up! Hold it. We gotta stop right there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where he bit the head off the bat at the Alamo.
So they had a full-blown... I'm really playing that oblivious. I'm dead ass. They had a full-blown fucking Ozzy Osbourne concert at the Alamo?
He was over there, bro. He pissed on the Alamo, bro. And he bit the head off the bat, bro. He didn't give a fuck. That was Ozzy.
No shit. I mean, no doubt. Craig, that's crazy because I would have thought you might have mentioned Davy Crockett or some shit like that.
No, no, it's Ozzy, bro. Ozzy did that. That's English, you know. Ozzy Osbourne, man. Some goddamn fucking legend. Devil's fucking son.
What about the Texas Capitol, Craig?
Austin?
I believe that would be Austin.
I have been to Austin. We actually went last year for Victoria's fucking birthday, I believe. Yeah, it was cool, man. I liked it. It wasn't cool as I thought it was going to be, though. I don't think, you know, like, it just wasn't, it comes a little bit of a letdown, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow, yeah, because I heard great things about Austin, Craig.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right. What about the Space Center, the Houston Space Center, Craig?
Oh, yeah, Houston Space Center, absolutely. It's in Clearview, Texas. Right there. Clearly, I can't remember. Whoa. But it's right there, man. I've definitely sat in the astronaut seat and tried to, like, fucking put a fucking satellite into orbit before. And it was fun, man.
Craig, were you at the Galveston Island Historic Pleasure Pier this past week?
We did not make it there. We were trying to. We were at the pier, though. And that's why we're basically getting the oysters right there, right out the
Gulf.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking right there.
There's a bunch of bikers over there, you know.
Heard. Texas is so fucking big. They have so much. Like, I mean,
so fun, bro.
Dude, Lost Maples, White Rock, you know, so many different fucking lakes and bodies of water and shit like that. I mean, you got shit all over Dallas. You got the USS Lexington, if you're a history guy, Craig. But, yeah, man, it sounds like you could do a lot out there, especially. You ever been to Schlitterbahn's?
Schlitterbahn's is on my fucking bucket list as well. I've never been to Schlitterbahn's, and it's a travesty. I blame it all on Texas.
Well, I'd like to trip on some mushrooms and go to Schlitterbahn's.
I mean, why not? Take a Schlitterbahn and take some mushrooms and take a Schlitterbahn down the fucking spot, bro. I mean, shit. You get some Dippin' Dots.
Ah, I bet you those Dippin' Dots would disintegrate.
That's NASA, bro. NASA came up with that shit, bro.
Wait, came up with what?
Dippin' Dots. The astronaut ice cream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro. That's what the astronauts be fucking eating on there, bro. They be eating them Dippin' Dots. That's where it came from.
No fucking shit, dude. I learned two things already tonight. Craig.
Shit, bro.
One thing we have not learned, and I appreciate you tour through Texas with us right there. One thing that we have not learned is what's going on in Smashville since we don't have Pucks and Sticks anymore. All you got is contract talks here and there. Craig, have you gotten any calls on anything?
I put a couple texts in to the head coach, and I put a couple texts in to Pecker. But I haven't, the only thing Pecker's saying, he might be maybe taking a seat for the rest of the career. I don't know. But, from there, I haven't heard nothing, man. I'm trying to figure out what these balls going to do, how they're going to do, with the lottery. And so who's going to be the next Smashville Predator to stand up?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the way it is, it's kind of like the NBA, Craig. You know, it's you got fucking a handful of lottery balls. I want to say it's like 14, 15, something like that.
Where do we go?
Huh?
Where do we go? Do we go center? Do we go wing? I mean,
it's going to depend what they do with these contracts, Craig. I mean, you got a bunch of guys, you know, that the Preds paid money to in the last few years. And this was a season that they were somewhat exposed. I mean, if anybody's got a fucking job to do, it's David Poley, the GM of the Preds, because he's going to have to make a ton of gut-wrenching decisions.
He's got the money to do it. But apparently already has spent a lot of money on these guys. So we might be sticking here. I mean, maybe do something in free agency. I'm not sure yet.
I guess one last thing I'll say about Poley, man. That guy's been a GM for like fucking 40 years.
He's a great GM.
Yeah. I feel like that's like kind of like a Mickey Loomis situation is down here, right? You know, you kind of just got to let the chips fall.
I'm absolutely with that. That's a great analogy. I mean, the guy's done nothing but won a Stanley Cup, you know.
Now, so. Craig, I'm still keeping an eye on this fucking St. Louis Blues.
I'm looking at it, too.
Yeah, Vancouver.
I'm watching them.
They had 15 minutes left in that
overtime.
And yeah, man. So Craig, that's not much going on.
It's still 2-0 with the Canucks and the Blues. I mean, with the Canucks. I mean, the Blues got to get something in, huh, bro?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
You know, and you got the Coyotes. They went ahead and got one. You know, so they're playing today. I think at 4:30, I believe.
Craig, I wanted to play a nice game of Predator, the movie, which I know that you're a huge fan of.
I do like the Predator.
And that was the first one, correct?
First one, that was the second one. Danny Glover goes the second one.
Okay. Play a game of Predator or that. And all those that's that we have tonight, all movies that took place in the great, great, great state of Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
So,
that's your stand up.
We will put your Predator advocacy to test here. Craig, would you take the Predator series or Hustle and Flow?
That's rough off top, but yeah, Predator series.
Okay.
Off top.
Okay. And then Hustle and Flow took place in, I think, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Craig, this is going to be a tough one for you too, brother, because I know that this one's going to hit a spot for you. Maybe you missed it. Predator film series or it was only a couple scenes in Tennessee in this one. Days of Thunder, Craig.
Holy, bro, because that's the Miller yellow car, bro. I'm still taking the Predator series.
Oh.
I'm still taking the Predator series. Yep. Because I don't like Tom Cruise that much. So.
I figured you had something against fucking Tom Cruise, Craig.
I literally got off my seat and walked around for that one. I put my hands on my hip. I had to contemplate it.
As in, you were pissed?
Yeah, because I didn't know because it's a Miller yellow car.
Right.
But Tom Cruise is driving it. So.
Right.
Yeah, we're going Predator series.
Oh, this is going to be another tough one because I know that you got deep ties to this guy. This is tough.
Craig. God.
Predators.
I'm going to get a fucking beer, bro.
Well, take your time. Predators film series or I Walk the Line. The Johnny.
What?
Craig?
You're trying to take me out of the game, aren't you?
Craig, how much do you love the Predators? The Predators film series or I Walk the Line? You know, the Johnny Cash film with Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm taking a sip off my Miller High Life, and I'm still going the Predator series.
Wow. Craig, that was one I thought you'd flip on.
Nope. No, I mean, and look, I like Johnny. I mean, he's over there. Him, you know, they done flipped off the Grand Ole Opry and everything like that. So they'll be all right.
Craig, we got one more here.
Come on.
It's going to be.
Don't flip me, bro.
I'm not trying to flip you. I'm just asking you a few questions here.
I got my sunglasses on.
Craig, the Predators movie series or All Saints.
Say it again. Say it again. Sorry, just make sure I have that. Make sure I got it. I got it right.
The Predators.
Let me take this in.
The Predators movie series, or the highly successful film All Saints.
Predators series, bro.
Thank God.
Smashville, stand up.
Thank God. Which, and no pun intended here, that was a Christian movie. It was actually one of the...
I thought you said Boo Not Saints, so that was really hard for me.
No, that would have been really tough. That was actually, that was just a curveball there, Craig. And it was actually, it had a high rating for Christian movies, Craig, in Tennessee. Basically a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, that movie had.
That's a good movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Yeah. Just the Predator fucking series is just way more better.
95% on Rotten Tomatoes should tell you to stay away from that movie.
Let me ask you this, Devin. Do you think the Predator could go stand on the Mississippi River and catch a catfish right by the Rubber Arena?
I think that'd be one of the better hobbies to do.
I'm just saying. I mean...
I think I'm
going to go with... Like, straight the fuck up. Like, I don't think he need a line or anything. He might just fucking put that laser in that bitch, heat the water up, and get the catfish fucking coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, man, ever since you've been talking about this catfish, man, I you know.
We do love them motherfuckers up there in Arizona, fucking, there's guys that are in Arizona. We have guys and girls in Arizona. We have them catfish dinner.
I got to send mayo out there. Craig, so I guess, man, dude, I ain't gonna lie, dude. I kind of wish I could have subbed in that last one and put Norbit.
Yeah, Norbit? I'm still going Predators, bro.
Dude, Norbit was lit, bro. Eddie Murphy, I mean, that guy had to be the funniest fucking guy, you know, in the late 80s. And I don't know if you were alive.
Purple suit?
Huh?
Was it the purple suit one or the red suit
the
one?
The red suit. And then, I mean, I've watched the purple suit one too.
When I was in New Orleans, I believe.
I mean, is it safe to say that his best movie all time was Coming to America?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, that you go fucking take that shit to the bank. Lock it up. Put that in the fucking in your grandma's fucking safe deposit box.
Listen to this cast real quick, and I know you're a little older than me, so you're gonna recognize these names: James Earl Jones, Wesley Snipes, Tracy Morgan, Arsenio Hall, John Amos, Eddie Murphy. I mean, it's just fucking all.
The list goes on and on.
It's all fucking people. And even, dude, you know what's even crazier about this? Is Rick Ross is, I don't know, like, why they're showing him in the cast of this movie. I don't know if it's an error, but they got Rick Ross in there. So I'd have to say it has
and
to
Rick,
be.
If Rick Ross decided to not be a CO or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if that might be. Well, we're looking at 2-2 with the Blues and the Canucks right now.
Still 2-2.
Yeah, I don't see nothing moving.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you who's not moving right now, Craig.
The Predators.
No, Tom.
You think he's okay, bro? Somebody gotta check on that dude, bro.
I mean, those guys got 44 fucking shots tonight, and it's 2-2.
44.
They've given away the puck 20 fucking times.
How many biscuits is that, bro?
Wait, how many biscuits?
Yeah, how many biscuits? I want to divide. Like, do we divide it, or do we do dog ears?
Yeah. Well, you figure they hitting a biscuit every 22 shots right now, Craig.
They ain't doing too hot, bro.
They ain't like old like Rackham Willie used to say, that ain't no good.
Look, right, look, and look, the boys over there in Arizona, dude, they can't rip no bitches against that goaltender over there in Colorado, bro.
Yeah, no, I
was dropping the boys' neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Phillies, man. The Phillies kinda look hot, man. And Tampa Bay does too as well.
Well, I think the Canucks are the best. I've bet on them like the last fucking three games they've played. I can't believe nobody scored in this game yet because all it's going to take is one.
Right?
Yeah, and it'll be done with. But yeah, you got.
And I'm with that right now.
The Islanders won today against the Capitals, Dallas yep. against Calgary. And then.
The Islanders look hot too, man. Absolutely. But like, it's Canucks all day right now. And then, like, dude, I have a weird feeling about the fucking Tampa Bay Lightning, bro. I don't know why.
What about the Blackhawks?
I ain't worried about them too much, man.
Okay. They've been crushing people's fucking brains out.
Well, that's for somebody else. I think it's the Joe Show. Is that who refs the fuck out of goddamn Blackhawks?
Yeah, that's exactly who reps the Blackhawks. And actually, excuse me, the Blackhawks actually got smashed while I was, I guess, sleeping this weekend. They got beat three games in a row before they finally.
I was about to say, right?
Yeah, they finally won against Vegas.
The Knights are good too. I take the field a whole bunch, man. You know, I'm a little NASCAR guy too. So.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I would. I don't think that'd be a bad idea. Craig, we are kind of closing out here.
Yeah, man.
Anything that you have to say in particular to the Biscuit fans that listen to this podcast every week? We've been showing up. How about that possum? I mean, can we get an update on that?
Yeah, I was about to say, I just heard her or him, and there I think there's another scuttlebug that came by, so it's probably one of the babies. But yeah, Pecker's good up there. And that is the official name of my possum, for Pecorini. His name is Pecker, or her name is Pecker.
Pecorini the possum.
Pecorini the possum.
I tell you what, Craig.
I'm going with.
That is, not many people get that creative with that.
Smash it up, stand up.
With their pets' names, but. That is your pet now.
Have you met the pet yet, dude? People are telling me I don't need to pet him or nothing like that. But I've seen some things you can feed him like old bananas and shit and bring them out. So I'm gonna see if I can't get Pecker out for the next show.
Craig, they got a two things I wanted to mention before we plug up and get out of here. The Hockey Podcast Network has been sending, I guess, some type of. Contractual agreement for the summer that I guess that we missing the boat on that. We got to go get that because I think we okay. lit on it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, can I use Pecker's if I catch Pecker's paws? Can I use his paws for my signature?
I'm sure that they would have no problem with that, Craig.
I do want to say something. Shout out to fucking Manscaped, bro.
That was my second.
Because that shit fucking works, bro. I swear to God, it's hot as fuck out here, bro. I was outside earlier this morning, and look, I had to put my feet back on, aka my shoes, because I was sitting outside trying to smoke a Joe, and my feet were burning up. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go ahead and put my other feet back on. I had to put my Adidas, my shoes back on. So it was so hot. And then so I go back inside, and I'm like, fuck, man. And I look to my, everything in my heart, I swear to God, I had the ball charger on there, bro. And so I went and sprayed that shit down on it, and it was fucking phenomenal, bro. So shout out to fucking Manscaped, keep me cool today, bro. Shout out to fucking Hockey Podcast Network for hooking me up with that shit, bro. And we, you know. I appreciate that like a motherfucker.
Craig, are you just taking the ball toner and just kind of like spraying it in your hand and just applying? Is there any type of rinse process going on?
Oh, no. It's just like you just lift and spray, bro.
Okay. I'm going to find out if that is the right way to go about that. I feel like there should be like some type of sanitary process beforehand.
Oh, yeah, I washed my hands beforehand, yeah. But, I mean, I'm good. Just spray it down there, bro. It hooks me up, man. I feel like a new man, bro, when I sit back down, bro.
Your balls, I'm just listening to them.
Look at these goddamn assholes.
Craig?
Nothing, never mind. I thought they were about to do something, bro. They're still fucking hemmed up, bro.
That was the second thing I had to mention, the Manscaped thing. So, I mean, you were right on cue there. Shout out Manscaped, just protecting everybody's nuts everywhere. And, Craig, you know, as far as what you got planned for the upcoming week, I know obviously you got NASCAR, y'all are heading to Delaware.
Correct. Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware. Jesus Christ, it sounds like a fucking tragedy. Craig, other than that, man, I know that the Hockey Podcast Network don't do this, and we'll go ahead and tell them. The 100th episode of our other podcast that we do, HGM Undressed, was this past weekend, and you brought home the most valuable holder award. It's the most prestigious award of the night. It went to the holder that was the most consistent, not only calling in, but just in general as, you know, involved with HTM and being a personality and branding. What is your, you know, you got anything to say to your fans, you know, post winning that award?
Absolutely, man. I was in Texas when I accepted it, and I think a spider fucking, I thought it was a tree roach fucking crawled up on me, but it was a spider, and I don't do spiders, so, but yeah, I just want to say, man, once again, man, it's such a prestigious award to get, you know what I'm saying? Only two people I forgot, only one person I forgot was my cat Atticus. I wanted to give her a shout out because she's a gangster as well. But yeah, we're coming back here, dude. I'm back in Lake Charles, man. The tour's over for about, I don't know, 2 weeks or something. And so I decided to fucking move around again. But we're going fast as fuck and we're staying vertical and fucking we're dropping pucks. We're still dropping pucks on the fucking ice.
Yeah.
And we have a whole lot to do in come September, October, November. And we're going to be back in this thing, and Smasher is going to stand up. So I'm feeling good, feeling fucking great. You can follow me at Craigers 5 or whatever. I don't know, man. Shit, we out here.
That's
living
right.
The best life.
That's it, man. You couldn't have said it better. It is Craigers 5. You know that. I mean, Craig.
Is it?
Yeah, you've come so far with, you know, the plugging the Twitters and advertisers and shit like that. So, you know, say it with some, fuck, man. You know, Craigers 5.
Craigers 5 on Twitter, bro. Follow me on all platforms. And Ribbit Biscuits on all platforms. HTMSports.com on all platforms. Hold the Mail on Facebook. We out here, bro.
Yeah, that is. You heard it there first. I ain't even got to say nothing. You can just follow me at HGM Sports on Twitter. That's where I really be running my neck, you know? So, with that being said, another podcast.
And all the holders, bro, stand up. Special, stand up.
Another plate of biscuits put up on the table. I'm sure Isha and Dylan are probably like, oh, no, where's the podcast at? Where's it at? No, they're not. They don't get, they probably got some weird guy working the editing and shit, and he's like, hey, yeah, Ripping Biscuits.
I was listening to Isha and them earlier on the Stutter Podcast. It was a good show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I listen to Ish because I've known him for a year now in this network, and yeah, dude, that guy.
I don't know. I want to know what my dude from the San Jose Sharks is at, Dylan, bro. I ain't heard a peep from him.
No shit, huh?
No, man, I gotta talk to Dylan, bro.
Well, you gotta hit up Kyle McLaren too, bro. He's supposed to be sending us some jack straps here shortly. But anyway, that's all we got here, Ripping Biscuits. Smashville, stand up.
Smashville, stand up, baby.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?